I'm Kathy Mack, author of Chapbook Another Day and my debut comics collection, Zap Musings. You're listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Kathy Mack about her new book, Musings, in advance of Toronto Comic Arts Festival 2024. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, and YouTube Video. Please like and subscribe to that video channel. The Toronto Comic Arts Festival, or TCAF, exists to promote the breadth and diversity of comics and what is considered comics as a legitimate medium of literary and artistic worth. TCAF seeks to promote the creators of these works in their broad and diverse voices for the betterment of the medium of comics and to reach as broad an audience as possible for them. TCAF is held from May 11th to 12th at the Toronto Reference Library. Kathy Mack is a writer and illustrator based in Vancouver, BC. She's the author of Chapbook Another Day from 845 Press in 2020. After being in a writing slump in 2021, she started delving into slice-of-life comics that helped release her inner frustration, anxiety, and loneliness. She'll be launching her debut comics collection, Musings, among other short zines, in this year's 2024 TCAF Digital Marketplace. Musings is a collection of slice-of-life comics exploring moments of calm, anxiety, frustration, and loneliness. Pronounced zap in Cantonese means miscellany and refers to the varying weights of the day-to-day experiences and memories that stream by. Spanning from since 2021, these pieces range from four-panel pages to experimental haiku as a way to capture life at its most raw, fleeting moment. So, without further ado, here's my chat with Kathy Mack about her new book, Musings, in advance of Toronto Comic Arts Festival 2024. So, Kathy Mack, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Thank you, John, for inviting me, especially since I consider myself a rookie artist. So I'm honored to have this opportunity.
Well, I'm honored because your time is valuable. So I really do appreciate it. And all the context of the big shows that are going on, all the different events. I know that everyone's so busy and crazy with schedules. So I do appreciate your time. But before I get going with all the questions, I would like to know, what was the first comic book that you read?
The first comic book I read in English was Amulet by Kazuo Kobayashi. It was like kind of like a mix of fantasy and magic and some adventure. So it was really easy for me to be drawn into it as a elementary school kid. And it was one of the hit series back then because it was also on the Young Reader's Choice Awards. So yeah, it was something that I first read in English, but in Chinese, my dad used to buy a lot of these Chinese like comic strips and books, and one of them was called Lo Fu Zi, and it's in English it's called Old Master Q. And I couldn't read Chinese as a kid, but the pictures, like, they were really easy to understand, and just the way the humor and like the light and the wit of those comics, I really enjoyed them as a kid. And they were just about these three guys who are, I guess, prone to accidents. So they're always in adventures and, like, you know, animals chasing them, biting them on the bums, things like that.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So yeah, I really enjoyed them.
Sure, I bet. That's good stuff growing up. But I'm wondering, who or what inspires you to create today?
Kind of a bit hard because I still consider myself a rookie artist, but I think just going into comic conventions really inspires me to create all the, you know, diverse styles that are out there, and everyone has a voice, everyone has a different story to tell. I really just like, you know, just admiring and reading other people's work, and it's through conventions that introduces me to a lot of these artists. So I think that's what keeps me going.
Sure. That's always a good thing. You never know who you're going to run into at conventions or festivals. And that's actually my next question. I want to ask you, what do you like most about conventions or festivals? Because you're going to be at TCAF. What do you like most about them?
I think the atmosphere, just the energy, and everyone being into comics, that commonality. And I guess as someone who's an introvert, I never really found that I belonged in places where there's, like, you know, a lot of people or any social settings. But I think when I went to my first FanCaf, that was when I felt like I belonged there. I could take my time. I could spend hours there just browsing through other people's, you know, works and all their knickknacks and posters and whatnot. And yeah, but I guess I also wanted to talk about a flip side of conventions is that sometimes, you know, like because of budget reasons and subjectivity with art, sometimes I, you know, go to a table, I pick up the book and I find that it's not something that I actually want to buy. And so, you know, when you put the book down, and I guess that's, there's a bit of like that awkwardness or attention, I guess. But yeah, it's just something I think about too, like with when I go to conventions and that happens.
That's understandable for sure. You don't want to disappoint someone, and that's their heart and soul, so to speak, in that book. So I can understand that completely. Do you have any favorite moments from a past convention or festival that really stand out?
I think it was my first time going to VanCaf. I didn't know what to expect because I always thought comics would be, you know, in panels and gutters and that kind of formed. But just going there, there were a lot of artists that they actually shared a lot of their illustrations. So like less of like, you know, comics work, but like there's a lot more variety and also zines and like people, you know, self-binding their own collections and work. So it really opened me up to, you know, thinking about this might be something I could do, you know, someday. And so yeah, that was like my first eye-opening experience, just seeing all the work and the artists that were out there.
Oh, it's tremendous. I tell you, and TCAF is going to be something else. And speaking of that show, I wanted to ask you, what will be on your table?
For TCAF, I'll actually just be on the digital marketplace, but I will definitely be having my first debut comic arts collection. It's called Zap Musings. So Zap in Cantonese, it means miscellany. And it refers to, you know, all the stream of consciousness, all the thoughts that come by in the day, but also seep into the night, you know, into your dreams, into nightmares and things like that. It's a slice of life comics. So it's mostly about, you know, my inner frustration, anxiety, family dinners that didn't go well, things that happen in life, like in work, and just sometimes any like thoughts that I have about life, any musings. So it's like a collection with, you know, a lot of different various topics and subjects. And I'm really excited about this one because I learned how to self-bind books. So then I'm actually, you know, doing the thread and needle and all that. I'll also be having some other smaller, shorter zines. So one zine is about how, you know, sometimes you meet people in life that you don't keep in touch with. And so I think about, you know, what's the point of meeting them when you can't really continue that relationship in a sense. There's another zine that's about one of my first co-op internship experiences that didn't go too well because I couldn't vibe with the people. I felt like I was always compared against the other student who was a lot more extroverted than me. So there's a comic about that. And the last zine is about how sometimes, you know, with the hustle bustle of life and everything and the external and internal pressures, how do you, you know, be true to yourself? How do you, you know, navigate your way through the waves and, you know, find what you want to do and, you know, to keep going in a sense. So there's going to be that. And there's also chapbook collection that I had published with a publisher in Ontario. It's called Another Day. It's a collection of my creative writing that I did, poems, essays, and some black and white illustrations of some of my ancestors' hometown back in China. So that's going to be also on the digital marketplace. So yeah, a mix of comics and a bit of creative writing.
Nice. A little bit of something for everyone there, I guess, right? When you think about
it. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Now, I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about the creative process. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about the tools you use to create your artwork.
For me, I mainly use the old-fashioned pen and paper. I still do it by hand because I'm not that good with Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator and all that. But for my debut comic collection, after I had drawn it by hand, inked it, scanned it to my computer, I used the software Scribus just to assemble the pages like into book format. And then that was how I did all my arranging and all the editing. But yeah, it's quite the simplest tools is what I use, because like I still need to learn how to use like the Adobe Illustrator and all that stuff.
Well, no one says you have to. I mean, the phrase is always, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it's working for you, that's a great thing. I wanted to ask you, where sometimes I've heard some creators take a notebook with them for inspiration. They might be out in a park, or they might be in somewhere, and all of a sudden a thought hits them, and all of a sudden they start writing or drawing. Does that happen to you as well?
I definitely take a sketchbook with me. It's like a little small one, and I use it to draw when I want to, because I also do some plein air sketches of buildings and architecture around Vancouver. That's where I'm based in right now. And I think when inspiration hits, or when I'm out doing hikes or long walks, I like to sketch the scenery around me because I find it really meditative. But in terms of writing or comics, I don't really have like a sketchbook or a specific sketchbook or notebook for that. I tend to, if I think when I do have inspiration coming to me when I'm outside of my house, then I would just jot it down, or I keep it in my head. And then when I get home, I have to jot it down quick or else I'll forget. But I find that most of my inspiration comes when I'm showering. I like to sing in the shower. So I don't know, sometimes like just when you're singing, or just like you don't even realize that you're just, you know, mumbling a few lyrics, and then just the idea comes. And when I get out, I have to quickly jot it down.
Yeah, I don't think they've come up with waterproof paper yet, but that would be a nice invention for sure, for sure. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the writer Stephen King. I know that he's been quite famous and popular. And I always remember him saying that he sets aside the morning to do his writing, like no matter what. It's like clockwork, and that's what he does. But every creator is different. No matter what you do, it's up to you, and you have your own style. But I just thought that's very interesting. A lot of people do get their ideas in the shower, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, I actually don't have a set time to create. I actually do it whenever the inspiration strikes. But I find nighttime, like when the lights are down, like there's not as much, I guess, when the TV is out in the living room, just like you could barely hear it, and just under the kitchen lights, it's like this atmosphere. I tend to write a lot of my poems in here. And that's when I also, when I was working on my debut comics collection, I was also spending a lot of evenings, like just like inking my drawings and whatnot.
Ah, very good. Good stuff. Now, you mentioned a lot of different projects that you'll have available for TCAF. I'm wondering, do you have anything in the future on your drawing board, so to speak, that you can talk about?
Comics-wise, I'm not sure yet, because I'm still prepping for TCAF, and I guess I want to see what the reaction is when my products are out. But writing-wise, I have been sending out my full-length poetry manuscript to publishers, so I'm waiting on some feedback, you know, to see if they accept it or not. And then I guess I kind of want to start working on like a mini collection of my plein air sketches. I do black and white ink sketches, so I have some drawings from Vancouver, from my travels in Macau, Hong Kong, Taiwan. And so, yeah, I kind of want to start, you know, putting that into a little collection and see how that goes. But other than that, for comics, I just hope that I keep reading and keep drawing whenever inspiration strikes.
Yeah, that's a good plan, for sure. So because you've been doing illustration work and work on your own books for some time, I'm sure you get asked, or you will be asked, I'm sure, for people who want to make their own books, their own comics and illustrations. I wonder if you could provide one piece of advice that you've learned that you could pass along to someone who wants to do their own thing. What would you say to them?
First of all, you should start somewhere. You know, you don't expect the first draft to be, you know, the final thing that you put into a book. You definitely need a lot of some time to revise and some reiterations, and that can be frustrating, but, you know, it's part of the process. And I found YouTube really useful just to learn how to self-find your own books, and also to, you know, use specific software, even the open source software that I use, Scribus. It was like still new to me, so I had to spend a lot of time with YouTube videos just to know how, you know, the navigation and all that worked. So YouTube is definitely your best friend.
That's good. Yeah, lots of information on there. People who want to share ideas, I think that's a great use of it. That's for sure. So with everything you have on the go today and in the future, is there a website you'd recommend people go to find out more about your current and future projects?
I have a website. It's called Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y dot Mac, M-A-K dot Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y dot com. It has all my writing and comic stuff on there, and I usually update it pretty often. And I also have a Facebook page where I post some of my, you know, everyday drawings or comics or writing. It's Facebook. It's at KY Musings. So KYMUSINGS.
Very good. Well, Kathy, those are all the questions I have for you, but I'm wondering, is there something I didn't ask that you'd like to get across in this interview?
I do want to say that you don't have to have schooling, you know, or have like a comics degree or like a writing degree to do art. You could just start yourself. You know, don't think that, oh, people, you know, they have art degrees and stuff. I mean, that helps, and that it's great that people, you know, want to study towards their art and whatnot, but don't let that scare you or think that that's the only path to go. Everyone has their different stories, their different backgrounds, their different ways of connecting with art. So, you know, just believe in yourself and to keep going and not to give up.
Thanks to Kathy for the chat. You can discover more about Kathy Mack at Kathy Mack, that's K-A-T-H-Y-M-A-K dot Weebly.com, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/KY Musings. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Remember to check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. True North Country Comics is now on YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel and hit the notification button. You can follow along at True North Country Comics on most social media sites. Remember to send any and all feedback to John at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2024.